Hey, it's TJ, and this big glowing crazy thing is your depression. So, what I want to talk about today is something I realized I had discovered and internalized subconsciously without even realizing it over the years that is one of the key things why I don't get depressed anymore. And so many people make the mistake, and it's not your fault because we're pretty much born with this societal view of depression that makes us believe this false idea. So let me ask you a question. How many of you guys think that depression is a thing? A depression is a thing in and of itself. So we start to get depressed and we go, oh, you know, this depression, it's got me. I'm going crazy. I don't know how to stop it. It's this downward spiral. It's just this thing that comes at me, and then there's nothing I can do, and it's like this entity in and of itself. It's the same reason why we're born thinking if we're depressed, we have a Prozac deficiency, or if we're depressed, it's just genetic, or if we're depressed, yeah, that's the way it's going to be. If we're depressed, we just have something called depression. It's a disease, and you're going to have it for the rest of your life. Well, the real truth, which that's all BS, is depression isn't a disease at all. Depression is not a thing in and of itself. It's a condition, it's a state you can be in, but it's not a thing. Doctors told me I was going to have depression for the rest of my life. I had this disease and I was going to have to take pills for the rest of my life. They told me this. They told me this to my face. I'm not depressed at all. I rarely ever even get a little dip in my mood, and if I do, I can correct it pretty quick. And I'm not talking about sadness. I'm not talking about anything like that, because full range of emotions is a great healthy thing, which is another problem with antidepressants. Obviously, I'm going to get sad or feel grief, but I don't get in that state of depression where you're just screwed no matter what your circumstances are and nothing feels good. So, let me tell you a few stories. If depression is a thing, then how come when we fix random other issues, depression goes away? I was working with someone. All her symptoms seemed like it was adrenal fatigue. We were just going at it. Is it this? What's causing your depression? It was kind of adrenal fatigue. We fixed the adrenal fatigue. No more depression. Another guy I was working with, I was emailing back and forth. It sounded like he had a B vitamin deficiency. He started taking vitamin B12. His symptoms are going away super quick. Now take my story. I'm sitting there depressed, and I made that decision, I'm going to try everything because this sucks. And I'm going to try everything for 1 year, and if I'm still depressed, I'm going to kill myself. I figured out I was allergic to gluten. If I drink dairy, if I drink milk, I'd feel bloated and nasty. I realized I had all these deficiencies. My blood test showed deficient vitamin D, deficient magnesium. I had B vitamin deficiencies. I was all over the map, just wrecked. And from all the stress, I even had adrenal fatigue. I fixed all those issues, boom. Not depressed anymore. I'm not saying if your brother dies or something that you're not going to feel down. That's normal. What I'm talking about is the depression where you're screwed no matter what. You're screwed even if you have a good job. You're screwed even if you have a good relationship. You're screwed even if everything's good. But on the inside, you feel alone. On the inside, you hate yourself. On the inside, you think you're a piece of shit. On the inside, all you want to do is die. So what does this all mean? What this means is the key principle that I've subconsciously learned, and that once you see this video, you can take into your life as well, is depression is not a thing. Depression is a symptom. Depression is a symptom of something else. Depression happens when you have adrenal fatigue. Depression happens when you have vitamin deficiency. Depression happens when something else is causing your mood, your state, to be like crap. So why is that good news? Good news is, these days, I didn't realize it, but I start to get depressed and I instantly go, okay, what's going on? What's going on here? I'm feeling down. What's going on? Have I been sleeping? Am I eating enough food? Even something as simple as not eating enough calories can make you depressed. And that's something I, have a hard time with sometimes in trying to gain weight. But Am I eating enough calories? Am I drinking enough water? Should I just take some tryptophan for a few days and then my serotonin will be back? What's going on? So instead of seeing depression as this enemy, when you start to get depressed, you just breathe it in. Just relax and say, okay, why? What is causing this? What's going on that's making me depressed? And then it takes away all its power. You don't start freaking out thinking, oh, I'm depressed, so I'm a bad person, I'm worthless, I'm a piece of shit, all that. No. Ignore all that. Once you get depressed, you just say, okay, what's going on? Maybe all you got to do is take vitamin B6 and you're good. You can't make enough serotonin. You cannot convert tryptophan from food into serotonin properly if you don't have enough B vitamins. What if that's all it is? So if that's the only deficiency you have and you fix that, then you're good. Don't go down that road thinking, hey, if I got someone tried to steal my phone, okay, I'm just recording in public. He's gone now. All right, so if you get depression, just stop and see it as a compass. See it as a signal. See it as a sign of what you need to do. See it as, okay, I'm depressed, let's figure out what's going on. As soon as you see depression as a symptom, then you can start looking at what's the root cause. What's causing my depression? All you got to do is find the root cause. Once you find the root cause of what's making you depressed and you fix it, then you're not depressed anymore. So take it easy, guys. I hope you guys like this video. I'm just heading back here and taking advantage of this iPhone going on. Although it's probably kind of dangerous, as you know, what just happened. Someone's trying to grab my phone. But all right. So you guys take care. Look at it as a root cause that you got to figure out versus something that's happening to you or a thing in and of itself, and you'll find it makes it so much easier to beat depression and feel better.